Man, this is great. Our new boss, Dusty, is still here.
It's just that is the definition of drinking from a fire hose.
He wandered in, and he looks kind of defeated already. Yeah. And by the way, I want you to know this is his first day on the job.
Officially, yeah.
Officially. Yeah.
I mean, he did his show today, so he's had a long day.
And then he stopped Swag from firing ad spots live on our air.
He's still here. I got the story on that. Yeah. But he said, you asked him, how's your first day going? And he said, well, I dropped my kid off at school at 7 a.m. this morning, and I get a phone call saying 910 was off the air. Because we own
and we don't have 910. And we don't have an engineer.
And no, because our engineer left.
Yeah.
So we have corporate engineers who don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there's an ex-engineer who does live here.
And he was able to?
And he's like, yeah, fine. I'll go do it. That's how we're operating now. We're calling old people we know. Hey, could you go fix our...
Didn't you fire me yet? But we need some help now.
Now, in fairness, he is still a corporate engineer for Odyssey. He doesn't do anything with our...
Just the look on Dusty's face, it's... Because we always joke, like...
He's defeated already.
When you take the job as president, you always make a lot of, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then you get in and you're like, whoa. I've always thought that the first 48 hours of being the president, they open up the, this is how effed everything is. This is that same thing to a much lesser extent. But whenever you take a job of being in charge of stuff, you have an idea and then you sit down and someone's like, this is really what you have in front of you.
What the hell is going on?
Exactly. I think Dusty right now, if you had to sum up Dusty's first day, it is that drop right
there.
Well,
I just want to point out, and this is great. Yeah. Because if this would be funny if you or I said it a week ago when we announced Dusty was our new brand manager.
Yeah.
If we said, here's what's going to happen. The first day on the job, 910's going to go off the air and Swag's going to be playing spots from home that cover up prime time.
We think
that happened.
That happened.
Both of those things happened on his very first day. He is so effed.
He started at 7:15, is now 6:40, and he's still here, by the way.
Oops. What the f*** are you talking about, man?
Yeah, he's doing... There's just a lot of systems that he has to...
Yeah.
He has access to that he didn't know how to get into.
A lot of training and...
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
good time.
There's details. If you wanted it, now you got it.
Well, when you're management, you got to deal with a lot of dumb.
Yeah.
The dumb falls on... You.
Heavy is the crown and be wary of the man who wants the crown. Ragnar Lothbrok told me that, and truer words have never been spoken.
By the way, the Knicks are now up 5 on the Celts.
God,
how about that?
It. Yeah.
Did they blow another big lead in this one?
They were up by,
I think they got it out to 12 or 13. Yeah, it was like 62 or 61, 49.
Yeah, it wasn't like a 20 plus. And Tatum's on the bench with some sort of heat wrap on his hand.
So here's your UCLA story. They claim that they have found a cure for baldness.
Whatever.
You bald guys never believe any of this.
No, I don't. Because I went bald at like 27, and it's been 20 years of baldness now for me, I think officially. And I have heard at least 15. Oh, major breakthrough. Here it comes. And you do the hair restoration now, but I'm not a candidate for that because I have no hair on the top of my head whatsoever. So, like, you know, for some people, you can actually cure your baldness now. For someone like me, I need major medical breakthroughs.
So they're saying hair loss is caused by a multitude of factors, including aging, stress, hormonal imbalances, and bad genetics.
See bad genetics right here.
Despite advances, few remedies have ever worked for more than 1 in 3 people, leading bereft? Is bereft, what is that word?
I don't know.
B-E-R-E-F-T?
Bereft.
Bereft?
That's like bereavement sort of like, thing? Is that what that
word? If you're bereft.
Leaving the bereft, okay, to experiment with questionable treatments or endure.
The bereft is those who have lost.
Yeah, those who have, yeah. To experiment with questionable treatments or endure costly surgeries. The drugs Rogaine and Propecia have offered glimmers of hope for the follically challenged, but even bigger breakthroughs may be imminent, as UCLA scientists have now identified a small molecule that, when prompted, can waken long-slumbering but undamaged follicles.
PP-405.
The researchers have dubbed the transporting molecule PP-405, perhaps as a tribute to another headache LA resident having... LA residents have to deal with the 405 freeway. Okay, that's stupid.
Yeah.
In scientific terms, the molecule is isolated and applied to a protein in the follicle stem cells that keeps the cells dormant. This inhibits the protein, and the stem cells are moved to awaken. Lab work on the molecule has been going on for almost a decade. In the first human trials conducted 2 years ago, researchers found the application of PP405 as a topical medicine onto the scalp at bedtime for a week produced promising results.
Yeah. You said a decade? A decade.
They have been studying for a decade.
And now we're just to the first clinical trial and there's promising results?
First human trials.
Cool. I'll see you in another 15 years.
Although cautious of the actual data, the UCLA researchers labeled the results statistically significant. Most importantly, they believe the treatment will produce full terminal hair rather than the peach fuzz variety produced by other contemporary miracle cure lotions and potions. How about that? That's pretty encouraging, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I've been Charlie Browned too many times. The football has been yanked. I'll believe it when I see it.
The three UCLA scientists behind the breakthrough are bullish on the potential of the treatment to reverse pattern hair loss, which affects more than half of all men and one-fourth of all women.
Of course they're bullish. They're always bullish. When's a scientist ever been like, hey, I've been working on something for a decade and I think this thing sucks?
It's not looking good, Jace. I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. But I'm going to keep doing this. Of course they're bullish. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of these false promises.
No such product will work for everyone, but our first human trials in Orange County have been very encouraging.
And there are larger
trials with more people to follow.
It's not going to work for everyone, i.e., it's not going to work.
The other thing that happens is I feel like in a lot of these cases that are quote-unquote successful, the bar for what qualifies as regrowing your hair is exceptionally low, and you just get a little fuzz or stubble on there, and they're like, look, more hair! It's like, that's not, we can't call that hair.
It's like transplant ass hair. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Mm. What would ass hair look like on your head? Would that be better than pubes?
Could you call your friend Asshat?
I think that would definitely apply.
I don't know.
Pube head.
I don't have enough hair on the sides and back to put on top of my head. So now you're doing this thing where you're going to rub some lotion on there, and I'm going to get like 3 centimeters of hair that's going to grow, and I'm supposed to be excited about that? I don't think so.
I love
how they're throwing out, won't work for everybody, but promising.
Well, you got to have you got to tamp down expectations. Lowry and his team were concerned that the PP405 small molecule might kill all of the follicles, but we were happy to be wrong about that.
It only kills some of them.
Through UCLA's technology transfer group, which transforms brilliant research into global market products, the scientists have co-founded a medical development company called Pelage Pharmaceuticals. See, they're looking to make billions off of this.
Exactly.
Backed by Google Ventures last year, the company raised $16.4 million in funding to shepherd further trials and win official clearance. They say FDA approvals will take some time, as they should, but it will be worth waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, baldness is cured.
Not happening. It's all just false promises. The only way we're going to cure baldness is... we're going to be working on something else, like how they figured out how to cure saggy boners. Like, it'll be like a heart medication or whatever, and they're going to be like, hey.
Saggy boners.
Yeah. That's how they figured out the boners reward program.
But
it was like a heart medication.
What do you mean by saggy boner? Like, is that's kind of a...
It was just kind of...
I think he means flaccid penis?
Flaccid penis.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you have a boner, it's not saggy.
Well, sometimes. They're not all award winners. sometimes
just
you got
a very
like,
indifferent boner. It's kind of
sometimes you got like Axl Rose up there, like welcome to. And other times you got Kip Winger. They're not all.
They're like, why are you waking me up here?
They're not all award winners. You know,
we were just hanging out.
Wow.
So I think someone was working like on a blood pressure medication or whatever, and they're like, hey, this doesn't help your heart at all. But
isn't that typically how it works?
But saggy like, boners be gone.
Well, it's like Ozempic was some sort of.
Yeah, I think it was for like diabetes.
I think it was for diabetes.
It was like to help control whatever, and now they're like, hey, it stops you from being a fat ass.
Yeah.
So, fat shot drug.
Fat shot drug.
That's what I'm figuring that one day, like someone's gonna be working on something for like gout, And they're going to be like, what? Cures baldness.
And so then, so we should take every product that we're working on for something else and put it on our heads and make and see if we get hair growth.
Exactly. Well, I guess, like, I went down a rabbit hole once on this. And, I mean, this goes back to, like, ancient, like Rome and Greece. Like, they were, people were rubbing, people have been rubbing stuff on their head to figure out baldness for centuries. No one wants to be bald despite what Jason Statham says. So, you know, that's just something bald guys say because they can't grow hair.
This story says ancient Egyptians rubbed their bald heads with a mixture of dates, dog's paw, and donkey hoof.
Oh, there you go.
The Celtics cure involved mice in a jar. Is it Celtics or Celtic?
I think you can go either way, but most people say Celtic.
Celtic. The Celtic cure involved mice in a jar, and Native Americans turned to yucca juice.
Yucca juice. So you're saying if I rubbed a donkey hoof on my...
I think you should try it.
Where do I get a donkey hoof?
Probably at that shop.
Yeah!
I was going to say, ask your son's girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Mia, do you have a...
She probably has one in her collection.
Do you have a dead donkey hoof that I can rub on top of my head?
Could you rub it with a live donkey hoof or dog paw? You've got a dog. You can just start rubbing Ka's head paw up there.
Yeah. Well, he does paw at me quite a bit. But
what if that's it? And all of a sudden you start growing luscious hair, and you are the cure. You figured it out just by rubbing your dog's stupid paw on your head.
Ka becomes the savior of all things, but you have to kill him in order to.
What if we have to clone Ka?
Oh, there you go. I get free Ka's forever.
You better charge.
They keep cloning him.
You better charge a pretty penny for that. That's your dog.
Damn right. And yet he can't cure my baldness. I have, I am saying this, I have zero faith that in my lifetime I will ever fix what is
top. You clearly can improve it, but I get what you're saying. It's like full fix.
No.
Yeah, you're already old anyway, so it's like, but things are progressing. It's just, I get your skepticism. It's, it might look really bad.
Maybe on my deathbed, I'll have like a sweet head of hair. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to get a sweet head of hair and then I'm going to die.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. P1 Scott with a good question. He asks, which happens first, Suit grows a sweet head of hair or we attend opening game of Portland's Major League Baseball team?
Opening day. Not even close. I think there's a chance.
Well, I hope so.
I think there's a chance we get baseball. I don't think there's much of a chance I get a sweet head of hair.
What if I gave you a luscious head of hair right now?
Mm-hmm. Jeff Bridges hair, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's what you've always wanted.
Oh, what I've always wanted.
But in return, Portland is denied.
Sorry, Portland.
Major League Baseball.
Sorry.
You'd do that? You would do that. You would take that away from us so you could look like Jeff Bridges?
No one has to know that, right? I have to publicly do that?
You know, it'll be a headline on KGW.com.
Ah, hell.
The news media will be wanting to interview you with your hair. I mean, we'll get a lot of FaceTime.
It'd be great. Unfortunately, if it was public, I would have to. Oh, my God. Sorry, the Mets committed another error. I would... Does it say something, too, that the Knicks-Celtics game is right down to the wire, and yet I'm watching Mets-Pirates in the ninth?
Yes, it does.
Sorry.
Because this Knicks-Celtics game is fire.
Well, so is this Pirates-Mets game. It's a big game.
Pirates suck. Why can't you beat the Pirates?
I don't know. All right. Bottom line is, I'm being 100% honest, if it was public, I would have to take the baseball team. If it was private and I got to, like, just keep it to myself, that's a tougher decision. I'd like to think that I would still do the greater good. And I would try to convince myself that we should get baseball, but, dude, I've wanted baseball in Portland for, like, a long time. I've wanted Jeff Bridges' hair for my entire life. Because even when I had hair, it wasn't very good. You're telling me I get Jeff Bridges' hair?
And you can
How
easily,
am I supposed to pass that up?
But you can justify it because you can say, well, we've never had baseball,
exactly.
So people don't know what they're missing.
And I hate to say this, but I can go to Hobbs games, I can go to Pickles games, or I can drive to Mariner games.
Never had Major League Baseball.
Yes, and I've never had Major League hair. You don't want to put that. You don't want to put me in that situation because I'm not certain which way that's going.
I think you are certain, and it's the hair.
I don't want to say I'm certain, but I'm being 100% honest. I'm leaning right now. I'm leaning. You would have to, I would need like a real convincing from the public. I would need someone who's like dying wish was to see a game in Portland. I would need a lot of guilt trip because it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to turn down.
I don't think the dying wish does it. I don't know what does it. Should we get you in front of city council? And I mean, I don't know how we talk you off of that.
Again, we can go see baseball other places. I can't get hair any other way.
I know.
Is that really being selfish?
Yes, it is. But at least you're owning it.
Yeah, right?
I would have a real hard time. I mean, I don't know what it would be. Yeah. Like, you give me an amount of money, I would be like, screw you, Portland. You're not getting baseball.
Right? Yeah.
I'm taking the money and now I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Find me on a beach somewhere. But that'd have to be a lot of dough.
Sure.
Although, does it?
Yeah, I don't think it would have to be a lot of dough. Rob, seriously.
Like, what if it's like...
It would not take a lot of money.
So let's say somebody offers you...
Yeah.
Let's say someone offers you no head of hair.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I'm going to give you a choice. Mm-hmm. This is for you.
Yeah.
You can have the Jeff Bridges hair instantly.
Yeah.
You can have... $1 million, or Portland gets a Major League Baseball team.
See, again, $1 million isn't enough to retire. It's not enough to really, I mean.
That's why I said $1 million.
God bless America. And I still have to pay for my own tickets. I don't get like season tickets, right? I got to pay for my own tickets.
You want season tickets?
I want season tickets.
No.
I need season tickets. I'm probably taking $1 million.
You're taking the milli? Over the hair. So I can give you $1 million right now.
Guess the hair wasn't that important.
I guess it wasn't, you little bitch.
$1 million is a lot. It's tax-free, too, right?
Bitch. I don't think so. I mean, I mean, the government's going to know about
it. Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, you can try to hide it.
I would. Well, I'd certainly try to hide it. That would honestly be a really, really tough.
Okay, take baseball out of it. Because you're going to be selfish either
way. $1 million is right along that line where it changes it, but it doesn't. You can't retire on that.
Okay, I'm going to give you $1 million, or I'm going to give you a luscious head of Jeff Bridges' hair.
I don't know what to do. I would be in a conundrum. See, there I would want to take
them. Want the hair, but you'd take
no,
the money.
No, see, I'd want the money, but I'm afraid that I would just take the hair. I would take the hair. Because there's a chance, again, that I could find a way to make $1 million. I can't make more hair.
That's fair. All right, we got to run.
I'm taking the hair.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Pankin' Night.